Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for standing by and welcome to the Small Business Teletown Hall with Commissioner Ricardo Lara and Senator Lena Gonzalez. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode, so if you should require any assistance, please depress the star followed by the zero, and one of the specialists will be with you immediately. And as a reminder, today's call will be recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host and facilitator, Senator Lena Gonzalez. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you and welcome. Thanks to all of our Senate District 33 residents and small business owners for tuning in to this teletown hall on COVID-19 business and insurance resources. I know this past week has been very difficult for us all, especially as we try our best to recover and rebuild as a community, state, and country with this pandemic and, of course, the recent events that have ensued in our communities. Before we get started, I do want to make a couple of important announcements. Due to the number of callers we have on the line, live questions, unfortunately, are not possible. Thank you to all who have reached out and submitted your questions before the deadline. For questions not answered during the call, we will ensure they are answered directly with the contact information you have provided. Now, welcome again. California small businesses certainly are the backbone of our economy, and this is why we're here for you today. And many of these businesses are experiencing tremendous economic loss during the pandemic and during the tragic events that have occurred recently. It is crucial for you to have up-to-date information on available resources. And today we will hear from my friend and our insurance commissioner, Ricardo Lara, on updates and resources from the California Department of Insurance. In addition, we will hear from experts such as Xiomara Peña, California Program and National Latino Entrepreneurship Director for Small Business Majority. We will then hear from Patrick Nye, Regional Director of the Los Angeles Small Business Development Network, and lastly from our Long Beach Mayor, Robert Garcia, on local resources available to you. Before we hear from our guests, I would like to give a quick update on what the state is doing to help small businesses. We will also ensure this information is listed on my social media and website for your reference, and you can always contact my office as well for additional information. First, California Small Business Loan Guarantee Programs via iBank is making $50 million available in state funding, providing potential capital for individuals who do not qualify for federal funds. California small businesses and nonprofits with 1 to 750 employees that have been negatively impacted or experienced disruption by COVID-19 are eligible. iBank also does not consider citizenship or immigration status for eligibility requirements as long as your small business meets specified criteria in our state. To learn more and to check if you qualify, please visit www.ibank.ca.gov/small-business-finance-center. This will also be listed on our social media as well. Next, another state resource is the work sharing program through EDD, our Employment Development Department. Employers can apply for the Unemployment Insurance Work Sharing Program as a temporary alternative to layoffs if your business has experienced a reduction on production or services. And to learn more about this program, please visit edd.ca.gov. You can click on the Work Sharing Program and find out more information there. Next, the legislature is also looking at actions to help our small businesses. One action is the introduction of my bill, SB 939. This bill is co-authored with Senator Scott Wiener. If signed into law, it would establish a temporary moratorium on evictions for commercial tenants for the duration of the COVID-19 state of emergency and a year-long period in which to make up rental payments missed during that state of emergency. The bill seeks to help small businesses such as restaurants and bars and event centers, those who were directed by the state to stop operations first, to gain protections against eviction and lease and provide lease renegotiation during this pandemic. The bill is still taking amendments and we're still working with various stakeholders as we get this through the legislature. But for more information, again, please contact my office. And lastly, I also wanted to take the opportunity to directly acknowledge the events of this past week. We have seen pain and anger over the tragic death of George Floyd and many of our African-American brothers and sisters here in our state and community. Many of the protests were here in Long Beach and LA and have been and remained very peaceful. However, there have been issues that have arisen outside of those protests that are not acceptable and have caused great harm to our local business communities. We are here for you and next to discuss some more of your options during this time. With both of these events is our Insurance Commissioner, Ricardo Lara. Insurance Commissioner Lara, we're so glad to welcome you and introduce you as California's 8th elected Insurance Commissioner. As leader of the nation's largest state consumer protection agency, he is charged with protecting California consumers during the COVID-19 pandemic. He has taken actions, direct actions, to protect consumers, workers, and businesses, with thousands of businesses closed and drastically reducing payroll. Commissioner Lara is here today to provide resources and answer your questions. Thank you so much, Commissioner, for being here, and I'll hand it off to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Gonzalez, for your leadership and for the incredible work you're doing in such a short amount of time to not only protect our consumers but our small businesses and really be a champion for our, you know, our local economy. You know, as you know, I represented Long Beach for 6 years and Southeast LA in the California State Senate before my election to as Insurance Commissioner, and I'm happy to join you today as we walk and talk about the resources for our small businesses for my former district back home, and you're doing such a fabulous job in representing us in the Senate. I have personally spoken in more than a dozen town halls for small businesses dealing with losses from the COVID-19 crisis, and over the past week, we all have been witnessing our state and nation really reckon with another immense challenge, the recurring injustice of police brutality that has caused much pain in the African-American community, quite frankly, for generations. And, you know, I just want to say to those who are heartbroken about the senseless death of George Floyd and, quite honestly, so many others, you know, I'm grieving with you. And as angry as I am with the continued violence against people of color through mass incarceration and discriminatory police abuse, I'm also inspired to see so many people speaking out for equal protection under the laws, fairness in our criminal justice system, and the economic justice. And, you know, seeing in Long Beach when we saw neighbors coming together with brooms and dustpans to rebuild after the damage, you know, wrought by the weekend of looting, it is that, I think, resilience that will carry us forward and rebuild not just the businesses that were damaged, but, you know, but our society and our common future. You know, we cannot turn away from this moment and pretend it's about something else. So I ask all of us to support those fearless advocates who are fighting to change unjust laws and equal protection, equal police practices, so that we all can continue to live openly, proudly, and unafraid. So let's get to it. You know, one way the Department of Insurance is supporting our fellow Californians during this time is by ensuring accurate and timely information and services when it comes to insurance, the insurance needs of our communities. So the immediate focus for our department is making sure the insurance industry is prepared to handle the claims to help businesses recover as quickly as possible. So, you know, I expect insurance adjusters to be on the ground in our communities as soon as possible to help the looted businesses immediately access their insurance benefits. I have been in contact with the insurance industry, and so far I'm not hearing any problems with businesses accessing their benefits, and we'll continue to monitor that situation. Our community outreach team and consumer services team have already begun reaching out to affected communities, lending our support, and have prepared a helpful fact sheet about insurance resources following the civil unrest that is on our website, and we've made that available to your office, Senator Gonzalez, as well. The Department of Insurance has taken a number of steps to help small business dealing with the COVID-19 crisis prior to the civil unrest. On April 13th, I ordered insurance companies to return a portion of premiums to businesses and drivers affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And this covers the premiums for March, April, and May, and will continue if the stay-at-home orders continue under the governor's orders. And my order covers at least 6 different lines of insurance where the risk has fallen as a result of the pandemic. You know, with many businesses closed due to COVID-19, the relief for premiums that really no longer reflects your present-day risk of loss. So by requiring insurance companies to return premiums, it really puts money back in your pockets and reduces your future costs when you need it the most. You know, as business owners, you should not have to do anything to receive these refunds. The insurance companies must provide this relief as soon as possible. And we're also going to be double-checking the percentages of the refunds and the discounts to make sure that it is actually, we're not shortchanging consumers and business owners. So they're going to be sending us that data. Our staff will be reviewing it and making sure that the discounts were appropriate for the type of policy and coverage that individual businesses have. So we will be, you know, we're going to trust, but we're verifying as well. And this really builds upon the action I took last month to request insurance companies to give a 60-day grace period for businesses to pay premium through at least July 14th. Again, this will help businesses who are, trying to make ends meet and can't afford to pay their premiums. And what the last thing we want, is for them to lose their coverage during such uncertainty in our state, in our country. So many insurance companies have honored that request by offering flexibility to consumers and businesses during the national emergency. So if you have any problem obtaining, if you have problems paying your premiums, let us know. I'll give you a number towards the end of my speaking point so that you can reach out to us. I also wanted to quickly touch about business interruption during COVID-19. I know my department has received a number of complaints regarding business interruption insurance related to COVID-19 closures. Many businesses have looked at their insurance policies for possible coverage. Each insurance policy, as we know, is a legal contract between the business owner and the insurance company. Since early March, we have seen dozens of lawsuits around the country, including here in California, which concern the interpretation of these policies and whether such policies cover losses due to COVID-19. We are monitoring these cases as they move forward through the courts, but I have also taken several significant steps to address business interruption here in California. I've heard from many businesses that some of the insurance companies were denying business interruption claims without a thorough investigation or even discouraging you as business owners from even filing a claim, and that's simply unacceptable. So in response to those numerous complaints from businesses, I'm requiring insurance companies to comply with their contracts in California law by fairly investigating all business interruption claims caused by COVID-19, just as they would for any disaster, be it a fire, a flood, you name it. And so my department will be working with the insurance industry to make sure that this continues to happen. Just on workers' compensation, I know we have several questions later in the program. Governor Newsom signed an executive order extending workers' compensation eligibility for workers who are exposed to contracted to COVID-19. I'll speak to that issue when we get to the Q&A. And quickly, just before I wrap up, I just want to urge businesses to be on the lookout for fraud and insurance scams. You know, unfortunately, it's during these times when scams and people who want to fraud the system and our businesses really take advantage. And so please report any suspicious activity to our Department of Insurance. We have 300 investigators and enforcement personnel within 9 regional offices throughout the entire state. The office that services Long Beach and LA area is in Commerce, California, so it's not that far away. And just be on the lookout and be on alert for those offering bogus workers' compensation policies. Verify the legitimacy of the selling agent and the policy offered. You can verify the agent's license on our website and contact the insurance company to directly verify the policy. Also be on the alert for fraudulent workers' compensation claims by employees that may occur as a result of layoffs or COVID-19 related illnesses. And again, we just encourage you to report any suspect activity and insurance scams by calling us at 1-800-927-4357. That's 1-800-927-4357. Or you could also reach us at our website at insurance.ca.gov. We've transitioned majority of our staff to telework, and so we continue to provide essential services for California consumers. We are available via phone, and the phone that I just gave was 1-800-927-4357. You can talk to an actual person. This is not a recording. We have our people ready, insurance experts that can help answer any questions. We know for so many of our business owners, you know, they insurance is complicated, and your understanding your policy can be sometimes, you know, complicated. So we want to be, we can walk you through your policy and help you understand what your coverage is, help explain what options you have. If you get an answer that you're not satisfied with your insurance company, we're there to help you in multiple languages. So please feel free to call us. And today I have members of my staff that are going to help me answer some of your questions today, Tony Signorelli and Alex Stone from our legal branch. So thank you again, Senator Gonzalez. We really appreciate this time and look forward to continue to work with you.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Lara. This information is so very valuable, and I know so many businesses will contact your office, and we'll make sure that that happens. We appreciate this information again. Next, I would like to introduce Yomara Peña, California Program and National Latino Entrepreneurship Director of the Small Business Majority. As the California Program Director for the Small Business Majority, a national nonprofit, Yomara focuses on strengthening relationships with policymakers, small business owners, and organizations across California. Her portfolio includes overseeing policy recommendations and advocacy work in California, as well as managing statewide educational initiatives around workforce, entrepreneurship, retirement, and healthcare. We appreciate you being here, Yomara. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you so much again to the Insurance Commissioner, as well as to Mayor Garcia for your leadership in hosting this platform. It's incredibly important, and the service that you're providing to your constituents cannot be understated. So we highly appreciate your leadership in ensuring that our small business owners in your district have the resources that they need to be able to thrive during this very critical, very challenging time. As mentioned, I'm the California Deputy Director for Small Business Majority. For those of you that are unfamiliar with our organization, we're a national nonprofit that provides research, advocacy, and education to small business owners. Since the beginning of COVID-19, we have held a variety and participated in a variety of different educational events in English and Spanish to ensure that business owners have the resources they need about their federal, state, and local resources. We recognize that the economic health and vitality of our neighborhoods are intimately linked to the entrepreneurs and small business owners and their employees that live in those communities. And so despite those operating in razor-thin margins and often without the same resources or financial means that bigger businesses enjoy, small businesses are truly the foundation of our nation's economy, and that is why it is so critically important that as we think about now the transition into recovery, that you know that there are a variety and abundance of resources still available for you, whether those are in the form of financial resources through loans or grants, or in the form of technical assistance that you can tap into through the Small Business Development Center networks. Here in California, nearly 49% of private sector workers in California are employed by small businesses. And so when we think about, again, the resources that you all need to make it through this, we're thinking about it from a lens of ensuring that you have you're equipped with the tools that you need to make sure that you can also make it through this crisis. Also want to recognize one of the major programs that is available for small businesses is the Paycheck Protection Program, or the PPP program. This, since the beginning of COVID-19, over $659 billion has been allocated through this federal program. And I know we've covered this before, and you've probably already heard about the ins and outs of the program. Just want to mention that there are still lenders that are providing PPP loans. So if folks are still looking for that as an option, those funds have not been exhausted. Also want to mention that the House of Representatives on May 28th passed the Paycheck Protection Flexibility Act, H.R. 7010. Yesterday, the Senate passed it, and so we are waiting for the President to sign it. But this will provide a more longer forgiveness period. Originally, it was 8 weeks. This would extend it to 24 weeks. The minimum amount that must be spent on payroll would be reduced from 75% to 60%, which means you can spend a little bit more on non-payroll costs, such as the rent and mortgage and a couple of other things. The loan maturity was increased from 2 years to 5 years. And the deferral period has been also extended. And so those are some of the things that were included in the Flexibility Act. We think that this is going to be a great step forward for folks that have been able to draw down the funds and were concerned about not being able to have sufficient time to plan accordingly for their business as they were thinking about the recovery stage. And so, again, this is pending final signature and implementation, but we will put out additional resources on our Venturize website. We also have a COVID-19 resource page there. And I also want to reiterate the state loan guarantee program that that Senator Gonzalez mentioned. It is an incredible resource. The state of California has included funding for small business owners that may be ineligible for the federal loan programs. And these loans are in the form of smaller dollar state loan-backed loans that you can tap into through a local CDFI. There are 9 FDCs in the state. And so if you are looking for information there, we invite you to look at the GoBiz website. You can also find those links on our www.venturize.org website. So needless to say, small business owners, you're not alone. This is a very challenging time. We recognize that there are many steps that you're taking to ensure that you are going to make it through this crisis. As we start thinking about recovery, the governor's office has also put out a really valuable resource where it provides industry guidance on specific industries on those steps that you need to take to ensure the safety of your employees and your customers. And so, again, there's a lot of information. I know we have some questions, so at this point I'd like to turn it back over. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Xiomara. We really appreciate those updates and your insight at the Small Business Majority. Thank you very much. Next, it looks like we have joining us Mayor Robert Garcia, our Long Beach mayor. We're glad to welcome him. Mayor Garcia was elected in 2014 as both the youngest mayor and the 28th mayor of the city of Long Beach. He is an educator as well and is focused on making Long Beach a leader in economic development, given our world-class CSU Long Beach and leading one of the nation's largest ports, as well as empowering our underserved communities in addition to small businesses. Thank you so much for being here with us, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate you, and I appreciate the Insurance Commissioner. Insurance Commissioner Lara, you guys are great advocates and great friends. And I just wanted just to first thank you guys for doing this call, and just to all the businesses that are on here, I know this is a very, very difficult time. Obviously, we're facing a national movement of civil unrest that is affecting businesses, many of which are looking to assistance as it relates to their insurance and to their financial stability, you know, for their business and their employees and their families. And so we know that these conversations are really important. I also know that the Insurance Commissioner is working really hard to make sure that small businesses especially are protected and have the insurance support that they need. And so I'm really glad that the Insurance Commissioner is doing these kind of calls and these forums statewide for businesses. So we want to just thank you, Insurance Commissioner, for doing that work and the Senator as well. You know, we're here also to assist. I think please reach out to the Insurance Commissioner's office if you need anything as it relates to the work that he's talking about on this call. You can always contact our office if you have another question. It's mayor@longbeach.gov, and we'll always forward that on to whoever we can get to in the city, but also work with the Senator and the Insurance Commissioner as well. And so I'm just happy to support this call, and I want to thank both of them for their amazing work. And we have a lot of work out there to do right now to keep everything calm and safe, and I'm really proud of everyone. So just thank you for inviting me, and we have staff on this call as well, and we look forward to assisting. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. We appreciate it. We know our city's gone through a lot over the last week, and we appreciate your leadership during this time. Thank you very, very much, as well as the staff.
So next, we will actually like to introduce Patrick Nye, Regional Director of the Los Angeles Small Business Development Network. He has been serving small businesses throughout our Tri-County network from the Lead Center at Long Beach City College. He also works with each of the 8 service centers to provide strategic direction, partnership opportunities, growth opportunities, and the high-caliber services required to help each of our current clients thrive here in our city and in the region. And we thank you, Patrick, for taking the time to join us at this teletown hall.
Yes, thank you, Senator Gonzalez. I also wish to thank Commissioner Lara, Mayor Garcia, and I will say that the SBDC network really counts on our partnership with City of Long Beach. We do quite a bit there through our Long Beach Service Center. I also want to thank Director Pena for their partnership as well. So the Los Angeles Regional Small Business Development Center Network, or LASBDC, we are funded by both federal, state, and local dollars. We're, in essence, your tax dollars at work to help support small businesses. We provide technical assistance, and you know, sort of translated what that means is that we have a network of over 150 small business professionals available to meet one-on-one, obviously virtually now, with small businesses to help walk them through whatever issues they may be facing. And this is all provided at no cost. We also do many workshops and trainings and things like this. In sort of typical times, we're helping businesses figure out a business plan, get funding to get started, figure out their marketing. Under the current conditions, we've been really focused on helping our businesses get the funding they need or find the options in order to weather the pandemic and other impacts we're facing. We have experts in the SBA loans, and that includes the EIDL loan and the PPP loan. We've been giving regular workshops on what to do if you were denied an EIDL loan or a PPP loan. I would urge businesses to understand that no doesn't necessarily mean no, and reach out to one of our advisors to get help, maybe taking another run at those resources. We can also help folks navigate the forgiveness portion of the PPP loan. We support the state's iBank loan. We also have expertise in the pandemic unemployment assistance. So if folks are self-employed and maybe never have gone for unemployment assistance, we can help you navigate through some of those questions that may not make a lot of sense to you as a self-employed person. We've had great success getting a lot of people matched up with those resources. We also work quite a bit, with our counties, and sort of in the introduction, it was mentioned the LASBDC covers Los Angeles, Ventura, and Santa Barbara counties. So we have a pretty big service territory, and we have 8 centers and 150-plus advisors ready to help businesses within that region. We also do a lot of work now on helping businesses navigate their reopening strategies. There are a lot of state and local guidance being given on how to properly reopen your business, and that's not always very intuitive to the small business. So we can help you sort of navigate all of those requirements to ensure that that your staff is safe, that the public you serve is safe, and that you have a strong reopening strategy available to you. We can also help your business figure out how to pivot or evolve your business to be able to serve the markets that are emerging today. Maybe you're a brick and mortar and haven't done much online. We have experts in online marketing, social media, all of those things, and we can help you sort of figure out how to adapt and be able to thrive under current conditions. Our website is smallbizla.org, and that's smallbizla.org. Our number is 866-588-7232. Again, that's 866-588-7232. You go to either one of those numbers or the site, you can get matched up with a business advisor who will sit down and walk through the specific issues your business is facing. I also encourage you to take advantage of all of our workshops. And in fact, we have a daily workshop we do with our counterparts in Orange County, answering questions about the EIDL loans, PPP loans, all the other resources, and some of the HR implications of reopening. These are great resources, and I can guarantee you will always get to a live person if you are asking a question. We're really here to serve our small businesses. And I also mentioned, again, these are all at no cost to you, the small business. So if anybody is charging you to help get a loan or something like that, please take advantage of us. We can do all of that for nothing. So with that, I'll turn it over back to Senator Gonzalez.
Thank you so much, Patrick. And I know for certain that you and your team at the SBDC have done tremendous work for our small businesses, even outside of the pandemic. So we appreciate this very much. Thank you for being here again. Great. So we're going to turn over to our Q&A section, our question and answer. The first two questions are actually for Commissioner Lara. The first one is, regarding workers' compensation, why are owners who are covered under workers' compensation having to pay insurance when at time they can't even draw a paycheck? Is there a new rule for workers' compensation for employees that are working from home as well? Commissioner Lara?
Yeah, that's a good question. First, I included workers' compensation insurance in my April 14th order, as I mentioned, for exactly this reason. Many businesses have seen their payrolls fall and workers sent home or laid off, you should see your workers' compensation costs decrease as well. You should contact your insurance company if you have not already provided you with a reduction, and you can contact, again, my department if you're not satisfied with the response or if you haven't heard from them, and we can help you through that process. Again, that number is 1-800-927-4357. For the second question, as I already mentioned, Governor Newsom's executive order from May 6th on workers' compensation, it creates what's called a rebuttable presumption. And that someone who gets sick from COVID-19 while working constitutes a workplace injury. Well, this makes it more likely an employee could receive workers' compensation if they get sick. There are a couple of things that businesses need to know. A rebuttable presumption means that the employers will have a chance to prove that the illness is not work-related, and the presumption is not open-ended. It will stay in place for 60 days from the date of the executive order. So it is important to note that it will take some time to see the impact of COVID-19 on a workers' compensation system, so we need to know how it would impact future rates. I want to address the second part of the question also. Under current worker compensation regulations, payrolls include payments to employees who are furloughed, even though they are not working, which means that employers' rates would remain the same if the employee were still in the workplace performing their regular duties, which we know they're not. And employers that provide workers' compensation with the opportunity to transition from regular work duties to lighter, say, home-based clerical work are still paying the rates based upon higher classification. So we recognize that discrepancy, and to address, quite frankly, this unfair situation, 2 weeks ago, my department held a hearing to consider proposed emergency regulations, which would make changes intended to reflect the lower risk of worker injury in light of the pandemic. So I plan to review those proposed regulations and determine whether they are consistent with my overall mandate to reduce premiums that truly reflect this new reality that we're in, which is a reduced risk. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Lara. That is very helpful. I know a lot of businesses have been asking a lot about workers' compensation, so this is great. Thank you. And then the second question for you, what can be done about the thousands, and you have actually alluded to this, the thousands of tenants and landlords that pay premiums for business interruption insurance that have clauses that exclude coverages for virus?
Yeah. If you suffer damage due to civil unrest, your policy typically includes coverage for loss of business income that may have resulted. And you should look at your policy and contact your insurance company to see what coverage applies. But COVID-19 is a different situation because of exclusions. We are seeing many exclusions in various policies, and we have received a number of requests for assistance regarding denied business interruption claims due to COVID-19. Since most of these are fairly new cases, we are still investigating these issues. While many commercial policies have terms and exclusions that create, various challenges to getting claims paid under your business interruption coverage, not all policies are the same, as you very well know. We would need to look at the specific policy to better understand the coverages and exclusions that might exist. If you have business interruption coverage, but your insurance company is telling you that these losses are not covered due to the exclusions in your policy, we recommend that you file a formal claim with your insurance company. Insurance companies, as I said, are legally required to fairly investigate your claim. I want to have our Deputy Commissioner, Tony Cimarelli, provide some more insight, given that he's working with a lot of these businesses and the insurance companies that, around business interruption. Tony, are you on?
Yes, I am, Commissioner. Thank you. And really, you said it all. A couple things I would add. Some of the specific exclusions that we're seeing in the complaints that we are getting at the department involve the virus and contamination exclusion, which is on many policies, but it's not on every policy. So really, as Commissioner mentioned, don't take the insurance company or your agent or broker's word, hey, you don't have coverage or you have an exclusion, therefore don't even bother filing a claim. File the claim, require the insurance company to formally respond to that claim so that they're on record as to what their position is, so that if you do have to come to us, then we have a better starting point to get with the insurance company, get with you, help you navigate your policy, make sure the insurance company did what they were supposed to do and fulfilled their obligation. And a couple other challenges that exist with these policies are some policies require your business to have suffered direct physical loss due to COVID-19 on your property in order to trigger coverage. So those are a couple of the hurdles, the virus exclusion, direct physical loss. It's not on every policy, so it's really important that you look at your policy. And it's even if it is on your policy, it's not there for every coverage. So we would like to make sure that the specific exclusion that may exist, if it's a virus exclusion, for example, that it applies to your business interruption coverage before you walk away and decide, hey, I don't have any coverage, and you look at other options. And just contact us, as the commissioner said, at our 800 number, 800-927-4357, or you could file a request for assistance online at insurance.ca.gov. We'll assign it to one of our experts, look at all the facts, and make sure that the insurance company is completely fulfilling its contract. Thank you.
Thank you both very much. We appreciate that information. We'll move on to the third question, which looks like that is for me. It says, the shutdown stay-at-home order was initially done to help flatten the curve so we could have the infrastructure in place. It's in place now. So let's remove the stay safe at home order. We have hospitals, plenty of hospitals, and then also why are masks needed? So as we know, California is currently in the second stage of Governor Gavin Newsom's four-stage plan. We're actually further into it now to gradually reopen the state in full amid the pandemic. Actually, 45 counties have been reopened at this time. Some counties, of course, are charting their own path independent of the state's guidelines. In L.A. County, we know that grocery stores, pharmacies, banks, and post offices, as well as dine-in restaurants, are now opening or starting to open with caution. And they can reopen at about 50% capacity as well. We know golf courses, drive-in movie theaters, hair salons also have reopened, but with very big caution. But what I would also lay on top of that is, of course, we have to look at various other issues. Of course, hospital capacity, which we do have the hospital capacity now, especially here in Los Angeles. The state acquired St. Vincent Hospital in downtown L.A., and we also wanted to make sure our testing capacity was at where it should be. A few weeks ago, we were only at about 25,000 tests per day. Now we're at 50 to 60,000 tests per day, which was the goal given by the governor. In addition, when we talk about moving forward cautiously, the state of California, as it stands, has 123,000 cases. About 4,500 of those are deaths, unfortunately. Outside of that, 4,500 have died,
in LA County, we have about half of those, the statistics, 60,000 cases and 2,500 deaths. So in LA, we have to be even more cautious, you know, as we start opening up. And so if you have questions about that, you know, each is directed by our LA County health officer, as well as our Long Beach Health Department. We're lucky in Long Beach that we actually have our own health department tackle our city. So if there's additional questions there, we will be happy to provide that information. As far as masks, I mean, they are still required here. We would hope that for the safety of course, not only yourself, but fellow residents, that at least a cloth mask can be used to help cover a cough or a sneeze. Many people that are of those 123 cases, 23,000 cases are asymptomatic, so they're not showing any symptoms. They have no idea they have COVID. And so we need to ensure that we stop the spread of those germs. We know that sneezes can jump about 10 feet to 30 feet. And so wearing that mask is just one preventable step in order to not only stop you from touching your face and touching germs and then touching your face, but also from preventing anyone else from getting sick. So I hope that answered questions. Again, we're happy to answer additional questions as it pertains to reopening. The next question, number four, is for Xiomara Peña or Patrick Nye. How are our city representatives aiding a business owners in reaching EDD for funding through the pandemic assistance program? Are there ways to augment the EDD resources and or create local drop-offs of applications? Would the state or local governments consider offering grants to small business owners? I know we covered some of those to impacted residents. Xiomara or Patrick, would you like to take that?
Sure. So this is Xiomara. I think one of the ways that the state has been, I'll start off with the second question. One of the ways that the state has been offering grants to business owners that are being impacted has been through the Great Plates initiative that the governor announced back in April. In the city of Long Beach, if you're a restaurant establishment, you can and are looking to participate in this program, you can contact Crystal Sladen. Her phone number is 562-570-4636 and click option 5, or you can email greatplatelb@longbeach.gov. Long Beach also has a disaster relief fund that where they are also providing direct assistance to local CBOs, and I would recommend folks reach out to those groups that are also working directly within the impacted communities. And then lastly, the state, at the federal level, we did have the economic injury disaster loan advances, which in essence were considered grant assistance. They are not repayable. Currently, you can't apply, but if you had applied, there may be a possibility that you still may be eligible to receive that kind of grant. And LISC LA is also offering grant support for small business owners, so I would highly encourage folks to visit the LISC, L-I-S-C, LA.org. And then in terms of the pandemic unemployment assistance, PUA was something that was included in the CARES Act. The application opened late April here in California, and yes, we have also heard from many self-employed individuals and business owners that EDD is it's very challenging to get through the lines. I know that in a couple of weeks ago during an Assembly and Senate Subcommittee 4 hearing, EDD representatives did indicate they are adding capacity so that they can manage more phone calls. I think right now, in terms of drop-off applications, it can be very challenging, just given, again, the health considerations to take into, given that we are still, even though we are in certain stages of reopening, these are things that we have to consider. And so I haven't heard of plans to expand local drop-off locations or in-person assistance. Again, one of the best resources that we've been able to direct business owners to has also been their local assembly and Senate offices, which are also taking in a lot of these requests for assistance. And so those are some things. Patrick, I don't know if you want to add anything that I might have missed.
Yes, thank you, Director Peña. I would like to add that in terms of the EDD, I think it's worth understanding that agency has completely been overwhelmed with the huge demand for those resources. So I would ask folks to be patient in that. I would also strongly encourage folks to reach out to the SBDC if you're having challenges figuring out how to apply for those resources or some of the questions. We may be able to answer some of that. I also know that there's a number for EDD. It's 833-978-2511. You may have to call that over and over many times, but we are hearing that people are getting through and being able to talk to a live person. So if there's an error on your application or some kind of concern, we would just say don't give up. Please keep trying. But I do strongly encourage people to start with the SBDC. Maybe we can help get you on the right track. I would also add to the other question regarding grants and things. We are seeing LA County put out grants on occasion, and I think they have some more coming up. And then many of the cities in our region are looking to do the same. So again, if you are interested in staying connected with the SBDC, we can help make sure we get that information out to everybody and sort of keep everybody abreast of whatever the latest opportunities are.
Great. Thank you so much, Patrick. Thank you, Tiomara. We appreciate that. And I think there's a few more questions we have, and I know a lot of them are related to loans, which we have discussed, as well as EDD. And there is another question, I believe, relative to a small fitness studio offering circuit training with a max occupancy of 25 people. They have 9 stations, so we never meet the 50% of the max. Will Long Beach and LA County reclassify our small micro gyms so that we are not lumped in with big box gyms? And I know Governor Newsom, as well as many of us, have discussed when we're talking about the plan for reopening for our gyms, we know it's multifaceted. So we don't want to, put something out there that doesn't meet the unique criteria and considerations of these smaller gyms that don't meet the 50% capacity anyhow. So it looks like they'll be giving consideration for micro gyms as discussed, and it looks like the guidelines will be in the next, for opening these smaller gyms will be the next week probably early next week is what we're looking at right now. Again, everything is very fluid, so it's hard to give a concrete answer as to, what is occurring, because everything is moving very, very fast. And it, again, is all representative of what we're dealing with here in LA County. But so far, the updated is that we will receive guidelines early next week for these smaller gyms. So we'll keep you updated on that. The next question, and we have 2 more questions, one for myself, and then the last one will be for Commissioner Lara, as we're running into time here. Can you please elaborate more as to why you decided to co-sponsor SB 939, which is the commercial eviction bill, and what your hopes are for small businesses as it relates to the bill if it were to pass? Yes, thank you for that question. And SB 939 with Senator Scott Wiener was intended to address commercial eviction moratorium first. This was before the governor enacted his executive order. It was to stop commercial evictions during this pandemic, which started earlier in March. And it was also then to look at the next step. Once the stay-at-home order was lifted, what next? What is the repayment plan? And how can businesses renegotiate their leases? We know that many small businesses like restaurants and bars are in 5, 7, even 10-year leases. Many of them we know have not had access to the PPP loans. They either have been denied or they didn't have any opportunity to apply to begin with. SBA loans, they might be below the threshold of the definition of an SBA loan. And pandemic unemployment assistance is also very difficult to navigate. We don't deny that. So with that said, that was the intent of the bill, was to ensure that there was a commercial eviction moratorium after the stay-at-home order was lifted, and then also allowing these smaller businesses to renegotiate their leases in good faith with their commercial property owners. Again, we are still working on the bill to ensure that it is narrowed down to a scope of very small businesses, especially those that were directed by the governor to stop operations first. So we should have additional details in the next week that will present a newer sort of framework for SB 939. But if you have additional questions, happy to answer them. So the last question here is for Commissioner Lara. Are you seeing the same reduction of accidents in commercial vehicles as with regular vehicles? And if so, is there a way you can compel commercial truck insurance companies to return money, excess savings, to their policyholders?
Got it. That's a great question. There are strong indicators that the risk of accidents have fallen drastically, I should say. And obviously those who are not driving pose very little risk of loss. But for those essential businesses, like the commercial truck drivers who are essential businesses that have to use our roads, these drivers are traveling on roads with substantially less traffic, which early evidence include there's a study at UC Davis, a special report on the impact of COVID-19 on cost of California traffic crashes, suggests that the number of accidents in the state has declined substantially. And that is exactly why I ordered companies to refund a portion of premiums, including for commercial automobile insurance lines. And this could be in the form of a premium credit, a reduction, a return of premium, or other adjustment that gets funds back to you or reduces what you owe in the future. And, of course, the amount that you get back will vary by company and policy. In many cases, like I said before, it's going to be a percentage of your premiums for March, April, and May. You can also contact your insurance company to ensure your actual or estimate to provide your actual or estimated change in payroll or business receipts and possibly qualify for a larger discount. So we encourage companies to businesses to contact their insurance companies. The risk hasn't gone away completely, but my department has required companies to report to us how they're returning these premiums. And we will be, like I said before, again, watching to make sure that the amount insurance companies are returning is adequate and that they are not shortchanging you. So I encourage commercial trucking and delivery businesses, which I know are essential to Long Beach and to our port community, like all commercial businesses, to contact their insurance provider to ask how their insurance company is fulfilling the order and see when you'll be getting your refund. On April 10th, I've also asked insurance companies to extend the auto insurance coverage for drivers who are using their personal vehicles to fulfill deliveries for California essential businesses during COVID-19 pandemic. This action ensures that businesses can continue to provide essential goods to residents and our families at their homes, and that delivery workers are going to be protected at all times so that they may continue to do the important work and keep our, fragile economy going, as we're seeing. So absolutely, I would encourage these commercial trucking companies to contact their insurance companies, and you should be getting that refund or credit soon, if not you already. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Lara. And I know we have a couple minutes until we get into closing remarks, but Patrick or Xiomara, did you want to add anything else relative to EDD or small business grants or resources, anything we haven't discussed?
I'll just echo again. The Small Business Development Centers are incredibly important. Don't feel like you have to go at it alone. Please contact Patrick and his team. They will be the ones that will directly help navigate what within your zip code, what within your backyard is available, because that's one thing that I think is incredibly important is leveraging those expertise to be able to, help build a partnership with you and get you through this and over the hill.
Thank you,
Director. Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. I really do advocate for people to take advantage. We are your tax dollars at work, so please contact us and let us help you. If we don't have the answer, we will get it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patrick. And Commissioner Lara, again, we thank you so much for your time here today and your staff time in providing us really important information and valuable information for our small businesses. Would you like to provide some closing remarks?
Yes, thank you again, Senator Gonzalez. I really appreciate you helping us host this event. It's critical that we, remain committed to helping our small businesses now more than ever, seeing the double effects of COVID-19 and now these looting and civil unrest that's happening throughout our country, our small businesses need us now more than ever. And again, if you have any questions, we encourage our small business owners and our consumers to give us a call at 1-800-927-4357. Reach out to us. Again, we have live in-person insurance experts that can help you navigate through your specific case, help you understand your policy or what you might need. And this is not just for business owners, but again, for our California consumers. And as well, if you feel that you have been a victim of fraud, let us know as well, because we use our hotline tips to investigate and go after so many of these fraud schemes that we're seeing throughout the state. You can also reach out to us on our website at insurance.ca.gov. And again, we speak multiple languages, and you talk to an actual person. And so we look forward to continuing to be partners as we help you rebuild and continue to reestablish our economy and get it to grow again. So thank you again, Senator Gonzalez, for your leadership. I really appreciate it. And thank you for this time.
Absolutely. And thanks again to you. I want to thank everyone for attending the Teletown Hall. This is one of four that we've done so far. Thanks again to Insurance Commissioner Lara, Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia, Xiomara Peña, and Patrick Nye for taking the time to provide updates, resources, and answer questions from our Senate District 33 constituents. Again, we are here to support you and serve you, as mentioned before. Like no other time, I think right now is very crucial for us to be able to provide additional resources and answer your questions and be of service to you. My office is also open. We want to ensure that you have the resources in navigating state agencies, whether that be EDD or the Department of Insurance. If you have additional questions for my office, you can contact us through senator.gonzalez, that's with a Z at the end, senator.gonzalez@senate.ca.gov, or you can call my office directly in Long Beach at 562-256-7921. And also for the latest news and resources, we will also be including all of this information on our website and social media, but our website is senate.ca.gov/gonzalez. Again, we want to thank everyone for their time today. Please reach out, and please stay well and stay safe as well. Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference call for today. On behalf of today's panel, we'd like to thank you for your participation in today's Small Business Teletown Hall, and thank you for using our service. Have a wonderful day. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.